fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June. Prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to learn to use primitive weapons. That would be knives, tomahawks, bows, crossbows. Learn to use them, acquire them, and use them. These are useful skill sets to have. These primitive weapons, they're fun, first of all. They're a lot of fun. And children like to get involved in using a bow and arrow or a crossbow. I know my wife, Dr. Moore, likes the crossbow because it's so quiet. She doesn't like the noise of firearms. And in many places, you can own these types of weapons when other weapons are not allowed. That would be a good thing, wouldn't it? And they are effective. If you become proficient with a bow, you can certainly defend property and defend human life just like you could with a firearm. No reason why not. So that's your prepper tip of the day. We're hoping that Don Kubley will call. He hasn't yet. He may be distracted with a conference call. He's up there in Alaska taking care of business and working. He's the CEO of InterShelter Domes. I'm working with my wife, Dr. Moore, and my nephew, who's a contractor, to design a dome for my mother-in-law. We're probably going to go with a 20-foot dome for the extra space that it would provide, outfit it with a full bath and a kitchen, have heating and air conditioning built into it with wood backup. In fact, I just met yesterday with Sky Huddleston, the young man who manufactures the rocket stoves, and he's preparing drawings right now to put into production a rocket stove that's half the size of the current rocket stove. And that's what we would need for the dome home, because a full-size rocket heater would just drive you out of there. It'd get 100, 110 degrees inside there. It would get so hot. They're so efficient, and they hold the heat so well. But they do need some heat. Just to be 10 degrees or zero, of course you need some heat in there. So he'll be working on that and hopefully have it in production ready to go by this fall when the heating season is about to commence. You need to check out the rocket heaters, by the way. Regardless, it's a fun project, looking at possible floor plans for the dome home. Probably going to have a loft for extra storage, a closet for great-grandma's clothes, and a ramp so there'll be no stairs. And it may be built at ground level, so maybe a ramp won't be an issue. We're probably going to do a concrete slab foundation, which is relatively inexpensive and very sturdy, of course. Keeps that dome close to the ground where it will get the maximum wind resistance. And that's one of the advantages of a dome, is the wind resistance. 200-mile-an-hour winds just simply don't bother it. They really don't. And that's an issue. All throughout the Midwest, we have tornadoes. It's nice to know, that give you some peace of mind, knowing that your home is not going to be affected by high winds. Energy efficient. It's not as obvious with a small dome, such as a 14 or 20 foot, but with these larger dome structures, the size of a gymnasium or for a church, they literally pay for themselves in 8 to 10 years with the energy savings. Literally pay for themselves with the energy savings. That's pretty neat. That's really neat. If you choose to build one and not have it be a permanent structure, you can do that. They bolt together with stainless steel bolts, simple hand tools, wrenches, so forth to just bolt them together, and you can take them apart. Only for the 20 foot, you're going to need a ladder. Even for the 14 foot, you're going to need a ladder to get to the higher parts of the dome. Lots of flexibility there, and it looks like we do now have with us Mr. Don Kubley, the CEO of InterShelter Domes. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, John. How are you? I'm sorry I'm late, my friend. I had an internet glitch here this morning. We got a storm going on up here in Juneau, and my internet was down, and it just came back up.
Good.
I couldn't find your. I had your private number. You'll see on your text. I was frantic looking for show number. Anyway, I'm here alive and well.
Outstanding. We're glad to hear that. Well, I started out giving a dialogue about my wife and I and my nephew, who's a contractor. We're designing a 20-foot dome for my mother-in-law. It's going to have a full bath, a kitchenette, a closet, probably a loft for some extra storage, built on a concrete slab, with a heating and air conditioning, one unit that does both, an electric heat pump that does heating and air conditioning, and a small wood stove for backup. In fact, I was just mentioning how the young man who fabricates the rocket stoves I sell, he's going to be engineering, designing, and building a half-size rocket stove probably by this fall, that's what we would need for the dome home, because these things are so energy efficient that a full-size rocket stove would get up to 110 degrees in there. You'd have to keep the doors and windows open.
I'd run you right out of the joint. It'd be a sauna.
it'd be too much. But the half-size rocket stove would probably be just right. And even then, it may be too much.
And where would this dome be? That sounds like a great plan. By the way, I'll send you some pictures of that exact design that you just described. That's a very popular one.
Okay, please do. We've built it. We have... Here at my premises, we have what we call the main house. We have one, two, three, four, about four or five other structures. It would be about 20, 25 to 30 feet away from the main house in case there was a fire at the main house that it wouldn't damage the dome. Overlooking a creek with a wooded hillside behind it. It'd be a pretty nice location.
Oh, that's outstanding, John. I'm looking forward to working with you on that.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And we're going to, for the floor, concrete is not a fun thing to walk or stand on. We're probably going to have some 1x2s running 16 to 20, 24 inches on center, north-south, and then a plywood deck on top of that, and then hardwood running east-west on top of that. So that
Sounds like you've been doing some thinking about this. That's going to be awesome. But yeah, the thing is that once you've got your concrete pad or your wooden pad down, you can put any kind of flooring system in there you want. Right. You can put hardwood, you can put tongue and groove, or even a rug, for that matter.
Right. Well, what I just described is how they build a dance floor on top of concrete, because you don't want to dance on concrete. You really don't.
So your mother-in-law is a dancer?
No. I just talk about walking. That's just the engineering. Well, she was a dancer at one time. She's 95 now. But we had her standing next to my motorcycle 2 weeks ago, and she was quite happy to be standing next to my motorcycle and wearing a helmet as if she was ready to go riding.
That's awesome. Just being 95 years old is awesome. That's quite an achievement.
Well, she only stopped driving 2 years ago. Yeah, she's quite a gal, and so that's the plan. And my nephew is a contractor. He grew up in the business with his father, my brother, as a contractor, and he's very competent and knows all the latest and greatest when it comes to materials and heating and air conditioning and all those things that are constantly changing, aren't they, Don?
Well, they are, and even though he's a contractor, my guess is he's never built round before, so if there's any head scratching going on when he starts finishing it off, I've got a guy who prefers to be called the Dome Dude that's been all over the world with me. He went to Haiti after the quake and went to Japan after the Great Wave, and he's put the pot up at the South Pole. He's put him up all over Alaska and Canada. He went to Africa, put up Ebola clinics for Doctors Without Borders. And he is a finished carpenter, plumber, electrician. I mean, this guy's put up more domes than you and I have beers. And he loves talking domes. And so if your brother-in-law runs into any, stone walls putting that thing up or finishing it off, I'll give you Larry's number, and he can give Larry a shout, and Larry can hold his hand and walk him right through it.
Yeah, I don't anticipate that, but my nephew did have an interesting contract. It was an architect up in St. Louis who wanted something unusual for a home addition. The outside walls of the home addition were at a 30-degree angle off upright, while the interior was perfectly straight and level with right angles. But it was written up in the local newspapers, and I think they even had a TV report on it, because when you drive them past it, it looks like it's sinking into the ground.
I can't believe the planning and zoning department let him do it.
Well, there was a lot of engineering that went into it, and the customer was an architect, so he knew how to get past all those hurdles and build it. And we're already talking, my nephew and I, about the round farm for the round dome. And he knows how to fabricate that. And we have water and sewer and electric right there, so that's not an issue. It's going to be a fun project.
I'll give you several pictures and designs of concrete pads made exactly for the dome. And there's a little lip that's exactly the diameter of the dome on top of it. And you just slip the dome down over the lip, and then there's a continued gradual slope from the dome down. It's a beautiful design, and it absolutely makes it watertight. And you put that on a concrete pad, and you're talking about a 200 mile an hour plus wind building.
Right.
I mean, it's virtually a storm shelter.
Well, we already talked about the concrete sloping away from the dome. Would it be using a marine grade caulk right there where the concrete and the dome meet also?
Yes, but you really wouldn't. Well, no, where the dome and the concrete meet, they come with a gasket.
Okay,
that goes around. There's a flange around the bottom that will sit on that lip or on the outside of that lip. I'll send you a picture of it. And
the flange is 1/8 inch steel or 7/16?
No, the flange is 1.5 inch of the same material that the dome's made of.
Okay,
and the gasket sticks right to the bottom of that. It's an inch thick black rubber gasket. Are you in front of a computer? Can I send you a picture of this thing?
Roger
while you're
that.
Talking?
Yeah, I have a second screen here. Go ahead and send it. And would the flange have holes?
What address do I send it to?
The Liberty Man at AOL.com.
Of course, I've got that in here.
Right.
Another fellow dinosaur. You're one of the few people that still uses AOL. You're doing that just to make me feel good.
Well, it's if it works, why change it,
Hey, I know. It works really good for me.
I was still using a manual typewriter until fairly recently, and I just had my, it's probably 90 to 100 years old, my manual typewriter. I had it rebuilt by a professional, the one I had in college, and I still have it. In fact, the rebuild was just done fairly recently.
You're going to love these pictures. Wait till you see this.
Well,
the one with the domes already erected on it is that facility we had in downtown L.A. for 15 years.
Right. Now, getting back to the flange. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know what we're talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the images of the dome on the left side and just click on it. Now, I need to ask, Don, the flange on the outside of the dome where it meets the concrete, are there... I was probably thinking we would drill holes and use concrete anchors to anchor it to the concrete.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you put three anchor concrete anchor bolts and washers in each panel, and you got yourself a storm shelter.
Okay. Well, that's something I'm very used to. When I was a boy, I started going out on jobs with my father, the plumber, to build homes when I was 8 years old. And do you know what a star drill is to drill through concrete?
No.
Okay, well, it's called a star drill. It's a piece of carbon steel that use a hammer, a small sledgehammer, to drill a half-inch or three-quarter-inch or one-inch diameter hole. Typically, I would be drilling a three-quarter-inch hole through concrete, eight-inch thick concrete wall, as an eight-year-old boy. And it's... it's manual labor.
Yeah.
So that's how I started out. That's how I spent my summers when I was 8 and 9 and 10 years old, part of my summers with my father doing plumbing work. And it was something that otherwise he would have to do it so he could be relieved from that duty and doing the plumbing work while little Johnny Moore was drilling through 8-inch thick concrete walls with a hand drill.
Yeah, anytime you're swinging a sledgehammer, it's manual labor, that's for sure.
Well, this would be a small sledgehammer. It would be like a 2 or 3 pound sledgehammer. And, well, that's good to know. And I'm very familiar with concrete anchors and making use of them. I just did it recently here. I had to install some steps near my swimming pool, and I anchored the steps with concrete anchors. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about structures that can be permanently set up that will last, we don't know, centuries. Are
decades,
set up as a human years, many, many years, are just set up as a temporary structure for temporary use, far better than a tent. Anybody who's lived in a tent for any period of time in harsh conditions, they know what I'm talking about. So they can be set up with simple hand tools, either permanently or temporarily, and taken apart and moved to another location, can't they, Don?
20-footer can be broke down in about 40 minutes and in the back of a pickup truck, the whole building, and away you go. And the smaller one comes down in about less than a half an hour.
Okay. Okay, that's good to know, and very cost effective. Very cost effective. Now, for the dome that we're going to build, we're probably going to get a couple of extra windows. We'll get the insulation kit. We haven't talked about getting a second door, but I don't think a second door would be necessary for this application.
I would like to recommend that you get a couple door blanks, John, and that's a door panel without the door in it that gives you enclaves inside the dome to slide things like refrigerators. Entertainment centers, ovens, things like that, shower stalls. You just slide them right into where the door would be, and it really works well.
And how deep would that be?
You're about 1.5 feet, 2 feet deep.
Really, that deep? Okay, I was thinking it'll be 10 or 12 inches, but 18 to 24 inches is considerable. I'm just looking at this refrigerator here. 24 inches would only leave 6 or 8 inches sticking out in the room. So,
It works really good. Did you get those concrete pad pictures?
Well, I'll check right now. We got a break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Thank you.
The weekend of June 24th, more than 40,000 ham radio operators across North America will head for the hills during their annual Field Day event. Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, where hams showcase the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to our communities. Ham radio is making, creating, communicating, and fun. Ham radio is for everyone, including you. Come visit a Field Day site near you. Learn more at arrl.org/fieldday.
We are back. We're back here. We're here on Thursday, the 29th of June. Quick reminder, sale and energy cleaners begins immediately, goes till midnight, the 4th of July. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Don Kubley, the CEO of Intershelter Domes. Don, I've got the images here of the concrete pads for the domes. And very simple, very straightforward. I've done commercial concrete work myself with mild shear reinforcement, pre-stressed concrete, post-tension concrete. So I've been around that block a couple of times, and this is not a complex design at all, is it?
It's a circle.
Yep.
Well, it couldn't get more simple.
That's easy to do.
One of the nice things about the concrete pad, John, is you can put your heating. You can use your stove as you mentioned. But for people that want the in-floor heating, you can put in-floor heating in that. And boy, you talk about the heat rolling around in there in the wintertime. It's an awesome setup.
Radiant heat. I mean, radiant heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you incorporate that, that's great. We may we'll set up so we can make future adjustments without having everything in the concrete to begin with. Even if we don't have radiant heat to begin with, if the piping's in there, then it can be up later on. And PVC is cheap. PVC is very cheap. And we may also incorporate central air and central heat from the building next door as another option. Now, it's simply a matter of running some PVC underground as well. So people need to think outside the box, don't they?
That's our logo. Think outside the box.
Right, right. Well, with concrete pad of this nature, concrete slab, you run all your electric, your waste pipe, your fresh water pipe, any piping you would have for the radiant heat. You get all that done, and then you place your concrete and finish it off. And it's now typically when you're building a house, you need 30 days for it to get enough strength to put any weight on it, but the dome is so light, you may not need to wait that long, would you, Tom?
Oh, no. The dome is instantly, the minute you put that cap panel on, it's indestructible.
Right, right. Now, I may want to wait 30 days before I start drilling into it for the anchors. I want to get plenty of strength before I start drilling into the concrete. But
Yeah,
well, concrete is always drying, and concrete is always giving off moisture, even if it's 100 years old. But the first 30 days is when most of that moisture is given off. It's permanent. There's a 2,000-year-old concrete dome in Rome that is a big tourist attraction. So the concrete slab will be permanent. We'll put some half-inch rebar, 12 inches on center, to give it all the strength it needs. Probably a 4-inch pad would be more than thick enough. And go from there. I'm looking forward to it. And I see how the concrete is on this. They're both of them. They're sloped. The slab appears to be about 8 to 12 inches above grade. And the top
that's
of the slab.
Correct.
And then it slopes away at about a 45-degree angle away from the slab.
That's right.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then the water just runs right down the dome and then off on that slope. You don't even have to seal it. It's watertight. But after you've sealed it and you put that gasket on it, it's virtually airtight.
Yeah, I could see where it would be. So we've got that gasket at the bottom edge of the dome. We've got three flanges per panel on the bottom side there, the touching where it makes contact with the concrete. We'll probably use I'll probably use 3/8-inch or half inch, but I think 3/8 would be more than strong enough anchors, concrete anchors. And that dome is not going anywhere.
Somebody drives into it with a truck, you're good to go.
No, absolutely. Here's our bottom of the hour break. If you got a question about the domes, give us a call at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter. Helps lower blood pressure. Helps to make you feel calm all day long and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Our project, and it is truly our project, my listeners and myself, finding images of continents with coastlines, new coastlines, continues to move forward. As of a couple of days ago, we now have another film added to our repertoire. It goes back 63 years. The title of the film is The Miami Story. And I'll be getting a copy of the film from Amazon here shortly. I'll get a screen capture. We'll get it posted. It's a long and growing list, a fascinating project. Nobody else is doing this that we're aware of. I talked to Professor McCanny about this Wednesday, and he's not aware of anybody else doing the finding these images of continents with new coastlines, TV shows, and movies. So if you find one yourself, get it to me. You get your choice of any of my five DVDs that I've produced as a thank you. It's a fun project. Also, my website, of course, is The Energy Cleaner. We now have our 4th of July sale going from now till midnight, 4th of July. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. If you're sending a check, get it postmarked before midnight, July the 4th. when you place your order on the with my order line or on the internet, you'll pay full price, and I will refund the difference. Once I get the order, I'll refund it manually. That's how we work these sales. $50 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads until midnight the 4th of July. My toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Mr. Don Kubley, the CEO of InterShelter Domes. If you have a question or comment about the domes, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Don, you're ahead of me. I was already to contact one of my local metal fabricators to fabricate flanges to bolt to the dome to the concrete. But your engineers already were one step ahead of me, weren't they?
Yeah, it really works well, and it works just as good on wood pads. By the way, between your patriotic music and your 4th of July sale, I'd like to also allow you to offer the same a similar sale for the 4th of July on the domes. John, you can offer anybody that goes to your site and gets a dome a $1,000 discount on either the 20-foot dome or the 14-foot dome for the 4th of July.
Well, that's substantial, and for people that have been sitting on the fence, this might be the nudge they need to go ahead and stop procrastinating and get a 14-foot or a 20-foot dome. Now, that would be, no matter what you purchase, you might get the insulation package or extra windows. It would be $1,000 off the purchase price.
That's correct.
Neat. That's neat. Well, thank you very much for that offer, sir. And hopefully that will generate some sales here and get people to that nudge. Sometimes people need a nudge, don't they?
I do. You know, yeah. I spent my junior year of college, I was very fortunate to spend my junior year of college in Italy, and I never knew what bartering or was before. In America, we're just used to looking at a price tag and paying it. In Italy, they just think you're absolutely nuts if you do that, if you don't try to barter with somebody and get a little bit better deal on something. Right. And so I constantly do that, and if somebody is willing to show a little good faith and give me a break on a price, a lot of times that'll make the difference on a sale.
Right. Well, most of the planet, in terms of just square miles, that's the way business is done. Paying a sticker price, it's kind of funny. Americans will do that with houses and automobiles, but almost nothing else most of the time.
That's correct.
But that's right. Yeah. But that's it is the way it is. And that was a good learning lesson for young Don Kubley, wasn't it?
It sure was. It saved me a ton of money since.
I bet. Well, these domes, ladies and gentlemen, they're unique. And as you heard my spot, I have a 60-second spot that I recorded a couple weeks ago. I became aware of Don about 4 years ago and his products, and I immediately thought, man, this is something my people, my listeners, are going to want. And but I couldn't get them because you had several governments, several militaries, including our own government and our own military, buying up all your inventory at that point in time years ago, didn't you?
I just sent another 25 units down to Kwajalein Island for the Army Corps of Engineers. They're completely rebuilding that base down there that was let go to mothballs after World War II. They're putting $1 billion into it. I just sent a load up to J-Bear, joint base Elmendorf, Fort Rich, and Anchorage. We're still, and in fact, the Indian Army's now caught on to us, and we're opening up a factory in India for the Indian military and their housing situation there, and for the refugees over in Europe and the Middle East. So, yeah, but we've got plenty of domes to go around. I've got four facilities in the United States, and probably another one here very soon. So we can keep up with whatever your demand is, John.
Well, that's good to know. And when you go to my website, ladies and gentlemen, at thelibertyman.com, and you scroll down into the domes section, what you're going to find when you start looking at this is it's a la carte. It's like going through a cafeteria line. Or do you want the cherry pie, the apple pie, or the peach pie? So you pick and choose what you need to suit your individual needs, don't you, Don?
Yeah, that's right. And speaking of apple pie and cherry pie, we can make them any color you want. We've got people that have orchards that we made them apple red, and they put antennas out the top that look like stems, and that's their TV antennas, and they look like an apple sitting there. We can make them any color under the rainbow.
That's funny. The standard color is white, though, isn't it?
That's correct. Yep, they come white. But we've got there's a 64-color color chart on our contact page that you can take a look at.
Real men only have 8 colors, Don.
That's right. I've only got 3 myself.
Okay. But 64 colors, well, that should cover pretty much the spectrum that I can think of. That's a lot of colors.
If they don't like a color on the chart, send us a picture of the terrain where you're putting your dome up, and we can match it. I can match the color of somebody's eyes. We can go out and custom. We can make a custom color if they need it.
Amazing, amazing. Well, I'm putting stain on the wheelchair ramp at the American Legion. I'm the commander right now, and I'm having some fun matching colors for the stain we got and the stain we need to get. But that's good to know that you can do that, and you can even make a camouflage, can't you?
Well, actually, what we do for camo, John, is whether you're in a desert or a forest situation, we'll match the main color of the surroundings. For example, in a forest, we'd make it olive green. You do is you just take a couple branches off the trees around you. You get a couple cans of spray paint, one black, one gray, and you put a couple of the branches up on the dome and just highlight it with the spray paint, and it becomes invisible.
Right, right. Well, I've done that myself in special forces where we've customized camouflage pieces of equipment, and it's a simple process. It's kind of fun, actually, to do that. And anybody can do it. You don't need any special expertise or training or anything. Just get the leaves or the branches and do it. These structures are permanent if you choose them to be. They're portable if you choose them to be. You don't need contractor skills to erect one. All you need is simple hand tools and wrenches and a ladder and just bolt them together, right, Don?
That's right. Yep. It couldn't be simpler. You literally don't have to be able to read to put these up. You can just follow the pictures. You line the bolt holes up, pop a bolt in, put a washer on either side and a nut on it, and that's all there is to it. A screwdriver and a wrench is all you need.
Pretty neat. Pretty neat. Now, you're now offering the skylights also, since you got that one order. You went ahead and put them in production, didn't you?
Well, that's on the – it's in development right now. They are about to sign the contract for that big complex up in Denali National Park.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're going to be able to put a window on the third level on the biggest panel there. It's going to be at least 6 feet in diameter. And you'll be able to lay in bed and watch the northern lights or the moon or the stars or whatever the heck is outside your particular dome and enjoy the scenery without getting out of bed.
Well, that's something that a lot of people may want. And, of course, you know most skylights that are sold for regular stick-built homes, contractors have a name for them. Do you know what that is?
No, I had not a clue.
Leaks.
Yeah. Not with ours. The flange around the bottom. It comes with a flange, and it's totally watertight.
Right. Well, that's reassuring because contractors discourage skylights in regular stick-built homes because they are prone to all kinds of problems. But knowing that that's not going to be an issue with these is certainly some peace of mind, Don.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you got a question or comment about the domes, give us a call at 800-313-9443. These domes solve a lot of problems. They could be rental property if you want to get into the rental business. They can be a vacation home. They can be a full-size home. And you can connect them together. You can connect a 14 and a 20. You can connect a 20 and two 14s. Two 14s together. It's a wide variety of configurations, isn't there, Don?
Oh, yeah. A real popular one is see, you can have five doors and five windows in any dome. And if you're going to, if you think you might, your family might grow or your business might grow, you know, these can be used for any kind of retail, pop-up store, what have you. If you think you're going to grow, you just get extra door panels like the one I was telling you about. You can put your refrigerators in.
Right,
and
right.
You bolt your door panels together, caulk them, and cut them out, and bang, you're connected. And a real popular one is a single dome in the middle and then four around it, whether they're 14s or 20s. It doesn't make any difference. It looks like a clover leaf.
Right.
And that's a real popular one for Doctors Without Borders and the military and anywhere in the super cold where they don't want to go outside in the wintertime. You know, a couple of them are sleeper domes. One's a cafeteria kitchen dome. One's a recreation dome. One's an office. And you never have to go out into the cold. You can just, you know, mosey around inside.
Well, when you're at the North Pole or in the Antarctic, that's a pretty good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and we literally are at both. We have pods at the South Pole. We just sent another load down to the Argentinian section of Antarctica, and the U.S. Navy uses this at the North Pole on the Arctic Ocean. So, yeah, we're at both ends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that says that should tell people all they need to know. That
I just sent you a picture of a camo dome, John, since you were asking about it. I just sent you a picture of my moose and caribou hunting lodge, which is totally camoed out. It's only about 40 feet from the river that we run up and down on, that we hunt off of, and unless a boat is pulled up on the beach, you have no idea that it's sitting there. Even when the boat's there, you can't see the dome from the river 40 feet away. It's invisible.
Well, I've worked with camouflage a lot professionally, both private sector and military, and if that sharp line on the roof line was broken up a bit, it would almost be invisible. It's amazing. It's amazing. Well, is that your son?
Is that your son
Canada, standing in front of that thing?
It's one of my hunting buddies.
Hunting buddy, okay.
Yeah. Parks Canada, we have them in all seven of the Arctic parks along the Arctic coast of Canada. And they had several. The first ones they got up there were white, and they would leave the camp during the day for exploration or to go out and do whatever they had to do, and they'd come back in the helicopter, and they would have the GPS coordinates of where the dome was, and they couldn't find it because from the air you literally cannot see these things. And so now all of our domes going up to Parks Canada are bright orange.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense. And experience can be a tough teacher sometimes, can it?
Yeah, well, especially if in where I live, experience can kill you.
Right. Well, yeah, it's the overnight low temperatures where you live can be how low, Don?
Well, in the wintertime, if you catch a bad day, you're talking 40 below zero.
Well, everything changes at 40 below zero. The metals, the way metals work and don't work, plastics, fabrics, the little hairs inside your nostrils freeze when you take a breath.
Even the big hairs.
And the big hairs, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, it's. I had a regular guest who lived near the Arctic Circle in Canada for a while until the Canadian healthcare system killed him, and we learned a lot by listening to him. We really did. He said the warmest gloves a human being can wear are made from rabbit fur turned inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Up here they use a wolverine and wolf.
Well, if it works, it works. That's all that matters.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, you need to educate yourself. You may not want need a vacation home or a safe haven right now, but in the near future, I got this program going right now, Don. We're calling it the Field Training Exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. And I'm encouraging people to pick their own scenario, whether it's a grid-down EMP attack or violent earth changes or World War III, and then get ready for that scenario in the next 18 months. And that may very well include a safe haven in a great location, and obviously that could and certainly should be a dome home. If there's not something already there, this is something you need to look at, ladies and gentlemen, is a dome home for your safe haven, which could also be vacation house. Make it serve both purposes, right, Don?
Oh, heck, let's just jump on in here in the deep end of the pool. If you want a great bug-out shelter, this is it.
Okay. Well, no ifs, ands, or buts. This is it. Cost-effective, permanent, no maintenance on the outside at all. That's a big deal. It really is. To have something that requires no maintenance, that's a real big deal. And on the north side, you might get some mold growth where it's not getting any sunshine, and we have to scrub that down with a broom and some bleach water. But low maintenance.
I just sent you some pictures of those orange domes, John. Take a look.
I'll do that. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 29th of June. Don, I was looking at those photos of the orange domes. Those are really, really orange. That's great.
The 14-foot survival sphere there, that's not a 20-footer. That's one of the smaller ones.
Right, right. Well, might be some demand in Florida for people who want them in their orange groves.
Yeah.
It looks like an orange. Looks like a big orange. It's amazing.
Yeah, you imagine that you can see those a long ways away in the snow.
That would catch your attention, and that's the idea, and I would say go for it. Absolutely. Well, the Canadians do some things right. They have a very strange culture up there when it comes to freedom of speech and firearms ownership, but it looks like the men and women involved in these activities up there know what they're doing. That's great.
Yeah, they are anal about weapons up there. That's one of the reasons they use our domes in the Arctic parks, is because they're not allowed to carry weapons, and you got all those polar bears running around up there and coming in off the ice hungry and mad. And these domes are bear-proof.
Even the park workers aren't allowed to have firearms?
No. No, you have, to be a, you have to be a registered bear guide to carry a weapon in a Canadian national park. And only one in 10,000 that go out there are registered bear guides.
Another reason not to go to Canada, as if I needed any more. Amazing.
But did you hear in the news last week that a Canadian sniper set the world record for a confirmed kill? Did you hear that?
We talked about that on my Firearms Monday show, and it's pretty phenomenal. These Canadian sniper teams are really acquiring quite a reputation, well deserved, for their expertise. It's if you move the end of the barrel a 64th of an inch, you're going to miss. It's just phenomenal.
Did you do the math on the yardage? Over 2 miles, it was 3,500 yards. Took this guy out. 3,500-yard shot. That's crazy good. That's my son.
Of course, he was using an American-built rifle, a Macmillan rifle, and Macmillan has an excellent reputation for extreme accuracy. Well, getting back to the domes, we need to remind people that if you want to put it underground, you can do so, or have it above ground and cover it with dirt, you can do so. If you want to use shotcrete, just cover it with some chicken wire to give the shotcrete something to stick to. And you can cover it with shotcrete and make it ballistic resistant, can't you, Don?
Not only that, I don't know if you've priced out tornado shelters lately, those ones that you bury, but they start at $100,000 plus. You could put one of these on a concrete pad like you're talking about, shoot it with shotcrete, and you got yourself an above-ground tornado shelter for probably $120,000, probably $15,000 above ground.
Right, and the concrete is not to make it wind-resistant. The concrete is to protect it when that Ford Mustang hits it at 150 miles an hour.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Or that heifer.
Yeah, or the heifer, or the Weber barbecue grill. The stuff goes flying when there's a tornado, and this will help give you some protection there. Down to the last 60 seconds here, Don. I want to thank you for being with us as always, and look forward to having you back with us next Thursday, sir.
I'm honored, John. It's always fun to chat with you. I can't believe an hour's up already. And I'd like to remind your listeners, go to John's website, take a look at the domes, and know that you got $1,000 off either dome for the 4th of July. And thank you again for your service, Colonel. It's people like you that allow us to live the great life we live.
Absolutely. Well, Don, thank you, sir, and we'll have you back next week.
Godspeed.
Okay. Wrapping up for today, we'll be back with Dr. Myers tomorrow on the second hour. First hour is kind of open at the moment. That could change. This is radio. Things change. If you're in Europe and Germany, Poland, France, England, you want me to come and speak to your country, at your country, well, give me an email and we'll set that up. I'll be in Europe and I'll be more than glad to stay there and extend my visit in order to have speaking engagements. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.